Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game, yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene. Damn. Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound, so point the arrow now. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now. That's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein. Yeah. I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money Damn. Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans. Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again. God. So tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again. Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it down. I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Saturday, February the 20th, 2015. And the time is 1 p.m. Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. Your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time filling, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we have basically another introduction to the upcoming series that goes over the book of Revelations, or the book of Revelation. We're talking about the apocalypse. The word revelation simply means apocalypse. So we want to look at the writer of the apocalypse and how the writer of the apocalypse ties into the upcoming message about the seven lampstands, which is the new audio series that we're starting tomorrow night instead of tonight. So hopefully everybody has already went to the website, masterteacher33.com, clicked on the link that says donation, made that $100 donation, so you can be a part of this groundbreaking series that starts tomorrow night, February the 21st, at 8 p.m. So my brothers and my sisters, when we look at the book of Revelations, we're looking at the apocalypse. Now, the word apocalypse simply means, you know, end times. So we want to talk about how you should be during the end time. That's what the series is going to focus on. It's going to focus on your disposition during the end time, meaning your mindset. And the way that we focus on your disposition during the mindset, and I do apologize for the sound quality, because, as you know, I'm multitasking as I usually do, so I'm driving and doing a show at the same time. So, you know, hey, the show must go on. So my brothers and my sisters, when we talk about the apocalypse, when we talk about the book of John, the apocalypse that reveals or that was written by John, it is the revelation of Jesus Christ. So when we talk about the apocalypse, we talk about the revelation of Jesus Christ. Now, that's a cookie blower in and of itself, just that term alone, because we're talking about the word or the name of John. So this upcoming series is going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify how the writer or the writer, R-I-D-E-R, or the writer, W-R-I-T-T-E-N, or I'm sorry, W-R-I-T-E-R, writer, R-I-D-E-R, the writer and the right writer. So when we look at John, the name John is the name Johannes. The name Johannes is the name Juan. Now, man is name, and name is man. Whenever you want to know the name or the essence of something, one must look at the name of something. So I want to know the essence of the revelation or the apocalypse. I must look at the name of the revelation of the apocalypse. So the name apocalypse simply means end times. It also means, you know, as we know, wrath, war. It has many different or other names or meanings as well. But this name, apocalypse, is a very, very important name or word. And so when we talk about the apocalypse, it's the apocalypse of Jesus Christ, or the apocalypse of the end time. Now, I can't give away the entire series today, otherwise there would be no need for you to join me tomorrow for this 7-part series. But what I can tell you, brothers and sisters, is that this show is going to be so profound that, let me see how I can put this in, how can I put this in friendly terms so that way you can understand it. When we talk about the word or the name, there are five vowels in the English language, but in the ancient esoteric alchemical Kabbalic text, there is seven. Now, I'm going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify all of this during the series. So you want to strap in. You want to bring the big boy drawers and your big girl panties for this series, because this is not for new believers. Now, again, I don't want to give away too much information, but I need to make sure that you understand that the reason why you should listen to this series. Now, every series that we talk about is esoteric in nature. The word Kabbalah means cabal. And so the word alchemical is the study of transmuting the soul. The Kabbalah, or the Kabbalah, is the transmuting of light. So Kabbalah is the transmuting of the spirit. Alchemical is the transmutation of the soul, transmuting of you into a Christ, not the Christ, but a Christ. Now, again, without giving away the baby and the bathwater, without giving away the cow, because I want you to buy the milk, let me simply reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify some basic esoteric understanding for you, brothers and sisters. When we talk about these series, And we're talking about everything that comes along in these series, especially this particular series. The reason why all of these studies are so important because they all tie in together. Now, it's amazing to me because people try to, or people will pick and choose, and there's nothing wrong with picking and choosing and jumping around. You guys know how I feel about jumping around from teaching to teaching to teaching, because I did the same thing. But we all have to learn through trial and error, meaning we have to go through stuff to learn stuff. So me telling you something is not going to really mean a hill of beans until you go through it yourself. So truth can't be revealed. It has to be experienced. This truth is no different. And so you have to experience these truths that I'm trying to express to you today. And the way that you experience these truths is for not only for you to grab what I'm trying to tell you, but also to be able to understand what the Spirit is trying to tell you. Now, that's tough, because when I say that, most people don't understand what I mean. Telling you, and I can say stuff and it sounds great, but then the Spirit can say something and it just takes you to a whole other place. It takes you to a whole other level. Because man is spirit. God is spirit. Now, if you're going to worship God, you got to worship God in spiritus. That means in spirit and in truth. You can't worship God in the flesh. So everything that I'm telling you about the book of Revelation, it is the revelation of, or it's the revelation or the apocalypse of St. John about Yahushua. Now, the reason why this is so important, let's look at St. John first, because during the series, we're going to look at Yahushua. So the book of the Apocalypse is what we're looking at. So the book of Revelations, again, is a Kabbalistic alchemical book. So the name John is the writer's name in English. In the Aramaic or the ancient text, his name is Johanan or Jochanan. In Spanish, his name is Juan. So when we look at this book, when we look at John, when we look at Johanan, when we look at Juan, it's important because these names basically correlate into the seven vowels, but in English we only have five, A, E, I, O, U. The two that's missing is the M and the S. Now, if you look at the word Mason, the word Mason is the word M-A, son. Now, M-A, again, you got to stick around for the show for that one. A means something. So M-A means some type of a son, S-O-N. The Freemasons, that's why they're called Masons. Now, the seven letters or the seven vowels are A, E, I, O, U, M, S. Now, if you ask the average Joe, they will tell you that is not true. I simply, again, as I tell you on every show, don't believe a word I'm saying. Look it up for yourself. So there's seven vowels. There's seven lampstands. There's seven chakra systems. There's seven continents. And the number seven is the number of completion. So seven times seven is, again, the smita times seven plus one is 50, which gives us the year of Jubilee. That's the year, again, the smita, you're supposed to plant and do all of this stuff, and then on the seventh year, you don't do anything. You rest. You let the land, the soil replenish. Now, that's another study for another time. I'm just trying to express the importance of the number seven. And so when we look at the number seven, again, what we're looking at is everything is hidden inside of the seven vowels or inside of the number seven or inside of the seven lampstands that we're going to break down during this series. So the seven lampstands that it talks about in the book of Revelation, in the book Revelation chapter 1, verse 13, we're going to break down during the series. So, again, these vowels we have, but the ones that's missing that we're not aware of is the M and the S. So if we look at these letters again, these letters, they relate to what is called the crystallization of the word, or the Chrysler. Now, look at the name of the automobile, Chrysler. It has the name Christ in it. Look at the original emblem of the Chrysler. It is the, again, the five-pointed star, the Star of David, that represents the Christos or the Christ. Now, I don't want to get too much into the esoteric or the alchemical or the Kabbalistic meaning of the apocalypse, but we need to understand it is the crystallization of the word. It's the Chrysler of the word. It is the Christ manifestation of the word. That is why, again, when we look at the book of Genesis, where it is written, God said, let there be light, and there was light. So in the beginning, God creates with the power of the word. So the whole universe is the crystallization, the Chrysler of the word. That's where the word Chrysler comes from. It comes from the word crystal, C-R-Y-S-T-A, crystallization, crystallization of the word. How does the word turns into crystals? What's inside of your blood? Inside of every person's blood is crystals. We're going to break it down during the series. The apocalypse, my brothers and sisters, is the revelation or the crystallization of the word. So it is through the understanding of the book of Revelation how in the beginning God crystallized himself, if you want to use that term. Now, if we look at it from a microscopic, which we're going to break down during a series, we're going to break down how these geometrical shapes are figures, what we call gematria, or what some people call, again, this sacred geometry. Sacred geometry. We're going to break down the sacred sound or the sacred chord that's in sacred geometry. So when we discover this microscopic elements of the blood, it reveals the crystallization of the word, where we get the word Chrysler, which is a automobile is another word for the autoimmune system of the body. We're going to break down how a automobile is the replication of the crystallization of the word. So the automobile that you drive down the road, the autoimmune system is the thing that drives down the blood vessels inside of the body. Crystallization of the word. Chrysler is the automobile that you drive down the road. A vehicle that you drive is a replication of the Christos or the Christ that you should be. It's hidden in plain sight, but it's esoteric. It's Kabbalistic. It's alchemical. So we have to understand, my brothers and sisters, the atomic word, because it relates to the Adamic word. The atomic, or the Adamic, the A-T-O-M-I-C, world, W-O-R-L-D, W-H-I-R-L, is the same thing as the Adamic, A-D-A-M-I-C, word, W-O-R-D. The atomic world is the molecular structure of the word. It is the crystallization. It is the macro, the micro. It is the dumbing down of the word. So God dumbed himself down into a atom. That's the molecular structure, a atom, which is the Adam. So A-T-O-M is A-D-A-M. So it is the Adamic word. That's the same thing as the atomic world. Oh man, I don't know if you guys understand. It is the molecular structure of the word, which is the molecular structure of the world. The biological molecular structure is the celestial heavenly structure. Everything is what they call geometrical. So when we look at the Gospel of John in the New Testament, it is directly related to, again, the book of Revelation. Now, John chapter 1 says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. So we understand that world, and word are the same, and the word and God are the same or similar. So what this is asserting is that God is the word, the sound, the vibration. It is not a person, civilization of energy into geometrical forms. Brothers and sisters, the book of Revelation is about you. The book of Revelation reveals you. I am going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify the seven vowels that are the seven lampstands that equate to the seven chakras inside of your body, which is the temple, which means template of God. You are the template. You are the temple of God. You're looking for a temple. You're going to a temple on Sunday. You're looking for a temple out there, and you are the temple of God. But if you don't understand the Kabbalistic, alchemical, molecular, geometrical, Adamic word, you can't relate to the atomic world. Can we all, my brothers and sisters, are struggling because none of us overstand the Kabbalist Moses. You know Moses was a Kabbalist? Another study for another time. You see, my brothers and sisters, the Bible says that you shall make no image of God. Let me make sure you understand what I just said, my brothers and sisters, because, again, I talk about pixels all the time because pixels establishes your consciousness that we talked about yesterday. Remember yesterday's show? I pray that you listen to yesterday's show because all of these shows are preparing you for the series of the about the revelation or the revelation of the Gospel of John, which is really the revelation of the Gospel of you through the images of Jesus Christ. Christ is the forerunner. He's the firstborn of many brethren. He's your example. Because think about this, brothers and sisters. The Bible says you shall not make any image of God, any graven image. You shall not make any graven image. Why? Think about it for a moment. Because God himself has no image. But God can take on any image. Now, you got to chew on that for a moment. God isn't an image, but he can express himself as any image. That is very, very difficult for people to understand because our experiences of God takes on different forms or different images. God meets each person where they are at. So if I think God is going to take on the same form with you as he did with me, I am sorely mistaken. Because all of the attributes of your consciousness establish the geometrical, molecular crystallization, Chrysler, or the automobile that you drive. Your autoimmune system is different from my autoimmune system. We're going to break down the word auto and the word immune. Very, very important, because that establishes your Chrysler, which is the vehicle that you drive that takes you down the highway to heaven. Remember that song by Led Zeppelin? Highway to Heaven, we're going to break down our Stairway to Heaven. We're going to break that down as well. You see, my brothers and sisters, during this series, it's going to be very, very important because a true person that's understanding the intellectual molecular structure of the Christos is similar to Johannan, John, or Juan, which simply means that they understand the crystallization or the Christlization of the word. And so because, my brothers and sisters, God creates what we call a human being, which really is no such thing because that's not inside the Helios Biblios. The Bible says that it is written that God said, and then it says, and God said, and then it says, and God says, you see, it is God that is creating. All through the book of Genesis, it talks about God said. But we got to break down which God, what God. See, this is the mystery of Daath, D-A-A-T-H, which some people call knowledge, which some people call gnosis. Some people call it the tree of life. Some people even call it the tree of knowledge of good and evil. This is alchemy. This is the first thing that I studied many, many moons ago when I called myself becoming an alchemist. And I wanted to study alchemy. So I enrolled in a school in Italy to understand the alchemical process. And then when I found out that it takes you basically to understanding bioluminescence, which is the false light, which is the Lucifer, which we call Lucifer, then I understand the God of forces, the God of principles, the God of energies. That is what many people call God, or El, or Allah, or Thoth, or the Hui. All of these are different forces. But what we are going to study during the series, we are going to study the true revelation of whose you are and who you are, because it's hidden inside of your molecular structure, inside of a geometrical shape. We're going to break down the transmutation of this geometrical shape. So the word John, the word Johanan, the word Juan is directly related with creation. That's why John wrote the book. Because as John wrote the Gospels, my brothers and sisters, we must realize that he was the closest to Yahushua. John is always depicted as resting his head on the chest of Yahushua in most of the paintings. John is related to the heart chakra, also to the thymus gland. This is what is called nous, N-O-U-S, or gnosis, or knowledge. We're going to break all of this down during the series. In the beginning of the book of Revelation, the book says, I, John. You see, my brothers and sisters, when it says, I, John, he is talking about the real essence of the self-actualization, which is the Christ crystallization. So we got to break all of this down, my brothers and sisters. This is going to be a remarkable series. Please join me tomorrow night at 8 p.m. If you haven't went to the website at masterteacher33.com, click on the link that says donation. Please do that today. Make that $100 donation so you can join me on this remarkable series. My brothers and my sisters, this series is going to be a cookie blower. There's a lot of things we can discuss, a lot of things we can talk about. As you guys know, I just went through, I skipped around a lot on purpose to try to give you a little bit of what we're going to be discussing in this next series. At the end of the day, when all this is said and done, the most important thing is, my brothers and sisters, is that we must remember one thing. Everything that I do is encapsulated inside of my name. My name in Hebrew means Bezaleel, which means the builder of the temple or the template that houses the Shekinah glory of God. John's name, Johanan, Juan, represents the closest representation of Yahushua or the Word. So man is name and name is man. If you want to know the meaning of something, all you got to do is look at the name of something. So my brothers and my sisters, again, this is going to be a very, very powerful series. Please join me. Again, it starts tomorrow, Sunday, February the 21st at 8 p.m. The cost of the series is $100. Simply go to the website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donations. Make the $100 donation to join me for that series. My brothers and my sisters, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May His Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because He will never, ever, ever manipulate and control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.